Proclamation number 7011 of 6th of January, 1958. The disciples of the end time. And the last shall be first. For they have a tremendous task, to proclaim the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ in the midst of a faithless world. And this is a mighty task because there is no evidence whatsoever for his life on earth, because it is a much disputed question whether the man Jesus ever lived, and because the divinity of the man Jesus or even God's incarnation in him are completely incomprehensible concepts for people in the last days and belief in them seems impossible to them. And yet, the disciples of the end time are to stand up for him and his act of salvation with conviction, they are to proclaim him with conviction. And they must first gain this conviction themselves. In turn, it cannot be gained through teachings, but it requires a way of life in unselfish neighborly love which first gives the human being the light so that he can see everything clearly and understand the correlations and then also stand up for Jesus Christ and his act of salvation with conviction. But in a world of self-love it will be very difficult to change oneself and to push back self-love for the sake of the neighbor who needs help. But anyone who does so will truly receive a reward one day in eternity, for only he will be able to accomplish the task of proclaiming the gospel again among faithless humanity as a true fighter for Christ and a true apostle. It will not be easy for him, even though he himself is deeply convinced of the truth of what he proclaims, for the unkindness of his fellow human beings will raise objections against him. People will use their intellect and tear apart every doctrine of faith, and the many false teachings in the world will support them, and therefore the truth will also be rejected at the same time as the false teachings, and it requires a sharp sword. It must be fought with a sword of the mouth with all zeal. And this task could not be accomplished if God himself were not constantly with them and he himself spoke through the mouth of those apostles with convincing power. But where there is no love, God's word is also in vain. In the end God himself will again fight against his adversary who benefits from people's lack of love and who therefore do not believe in the one who could also save them before the end. And therefore every servant of the Lord is blessed who declares himself willing to fight the battle against unbelief and unkindness as a fighter for Christ. For his faith in Jesus Christ is highly valued, because it is far more difficult for these disciples of the last days to believe than it was for the first disciples, who always had the divine Savior and Redeemer closed to them and were introduced to the truth by himself. They, too, doubted at times. It was not always easy for them to believe, but they experienced his working, they heard his words, and they were able to follow his way of life and also his death on the cross. And they experienced the outpouring of the Spirit. But the disciples of the last days have to experience all knowledge of this in themselves. They first have to awaken the Spirit within themselves so that it will introduce them and inform them of Jesus Christ and his act of salvation. For this is the only way to gain the inner conviction that the Spirit from God will instruct them. And such instruction, in turn, is only possible if the person lives in love. But the last disciples will be just as eagerly at work, just as eagerly will they carry the gospel out into the world and point to the divine Redeemer, who alone is salvation from sin and death. And even if they face opposition, even if they are tried to be silenced, God himself will be with them and put the words into their mouths, God himself will speak through his disciples who serve him, for humanity is coming to an end. Amen.